Hello, my chavirim of Yeshiva Torah Motion around the world. I am continuing on our shiurim in Shabbos. We're doing Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara starts on Daf Samach Gimel Aleph Aleph. It goes like this: Lo yetzei ish lo basayef. A man shouldn't go out with a sayef, as the Tver Israel says, the cherev, a sword, because the targum of Tel Yichov v'kashdecha, I think that was by Yaakov and Rivka, when she said, get your Telyecha v'kashcha and say asadan and get food for your father. So the targum of Telyecha is saifa v'kash. Saifa is a saif. So it's a targum of cherev. Below b'keshes, she can go out with a bow. Below b'tris, as first Rahl says, it's a triangular shield. The targum, mosin mogin, is mosin treason. Below b'ala, that's another type of shield. The Rav says it's a round shield of wood. Tzitzis Yadav brings Rabbi Yehuda Eger Maseches Kelim Perek Tzayin Mishnah Gimel, who explains that an ola is like a shaft of metal, and in the head of it, it's a round piece like a ball, and there are sticks sticking out of it. So it's a ball. You smash someone with that, it would hurt pretty bad. Okay, Veloba Romach. And not with a spear. Any of these things, someone took, a man took out on Shabbos, he'd be chayev chatas. The Rabbah, Simon Shin Aleph, Sivkat Mamad Vav says, even if he's not carrying his hands, but it's in his belt, or it's on his shoulder, he would be chayev. Kid Magen Avram says, and Simon Shin Aleph, Sivkat Yud, this is the normal way to carry them. So, be chayev. No, it's an ornament. It's only gnai. Brings is the same as the Tanakama. And then when coming to Mefarish, the reason of the Tanakama, Tversuel says, but if it was a takshit, it would be mutter, even though a spear he's holding in his hand. But something he doesn't normally carry in his hand would be usur. Now, going back, he says, what about the metal that he wore over his body to protect himself, or the helmet we had back in Mishnah Beis? The Rabbanan would be mighty there, that it's pater, that even though it's also Kli Melchama and it's a Gnai, still it's a type of a Malbush, and so therefore it's only the Rabbanan. So the reason why the Chama say it's the Gnai, all these war instruments, Shenemar, as it says in Yishai, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, V'chitchu charvosim le'idim, V'chani noseim le'mazmeros, Lo yisa goyel goy cherev, V'lo yomlu old milchama. As it says, that they should beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. No one should lift up any spear against anybody else. There shouldn't be any kind of milchama. Shouldn't any sword against anybody else. So you see the Chumash, the Torah is telling you that is something that we have to look forward to get rid of. It's a double k'nai. Rashi and Rav say, if it was a tachshit, it wouldn't be mbatal ilasid labam. Now the Mishnah continues, biris tahora. Tahora means, not Rashi says, it's not makabel tuma. What is a biris? Rav says, it's a bracelet on a calf to hold up the like a garter to hold up the stockings that don't fall down and see her expose her calf. Therefore, it's tar because it's not a takshit. These garters for beauty. It's just a kli tashmish. It's not a kli that you're using, but it's a kli hamashamish kli. It's something to help the stockings, like. If you have a ring of a kli, which don't be makabel tuma, because it's not a kli itself, it's a tashmish of a kli. The yotzim by b'Shabbos, you can carry them out on Shabbos. Rav says it's normal to wear these garters for women on Shabbos. Rashi Rav says you don't have to be chayish. Maybe she'll take it off and show it because she's not going to expose her calves, so she won't take it off. Kabbalim tumeim. What is kabbalim? Rav says there was a family in Yerushalayim that used to have walk very large steps, and the women's basulas would break. So they would wear it, put up, they would place this, a band between the one garter and one leg and the other. And therefore, it would be something to hold back their legs not to be able to spread so far apart. Okay, and they wouldn't lose the basilis. Therefore, this shalshelas is a tashrish for a person, because it's protecting them, and it's not a tashrish kli, therefore it's mechabal tuma. Vinyos m'shabas, they shouldn't wear it on Shabbos, Rav says, because maybe she'll take off this shalshelas, and it's made of gold, and she'll show it, because nothing's going to happen. She's not going to lose her stockings, because the garters are still there. It's just the thing between the garters, and she might think it's okay to take it off, and then she'll end up forgetting it and carrying it. Moving on to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, which in the Gemara is on Daf, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. It goes like this. Yotze Isha B'chut Deisei, a woman can go out with threads of hair. Rashi says that she ties it between, braids it between her hair. Rav says it's hair that's been detached, that she made into like threads, and she braids it into her hair, or even if she ties it on her forehead with a tight knot, still she could go out with it. It's not like the chutei tzemer and pishtim they had before. If you have strings of wool or flax, that what, because there you can't go out with it, but here she can. Because water goes between these pieces, and if she has to end up doing a tefillah, she doesn't have to take them off, and she's not going to end up carrying them. She can leave them in place. It's not a chatzitz. As Yisrael says, here the water goes through the knot, because any rope made of hair is not less than three hairs, and therefore it's not, doesn't stick, as it has in Sukkah, Daf, Vav, and Aleph. So, Beim Mishala, Beim Mishal Chaverta, Beim Mishal Behemah. This hair, she can go out with, whether it's her own hair that was detached and tied, braided into her hair, or her friend's, or even animal hair. The Rashi says, okay, that when he's saying Mishalah, it was detached from her body, and Mishal Behemah is talking about like a horse hair. Okay. The Rav says we need all these different things. Mishalah, Mishal Chaverta, Mishal Behema. Because if we just said Mishalah, so that's something that's not going to bother her, because it's her own hair. But if it's her friend's hair, maybe it's something that doesn't appeal to her, and we're afraid maybe she'll take it off and decide she doesn't want it there, and she'll end up carrying it. And if she mentioned the friend's hair, because it's still human hair, so it's not easily identified. People won't laugh about it. And therefore, there's no chashash, maybe she'll take it off and carry it. But if it's animal hair, which is not human hair, and it's obvious what it is, people were afraid maybe she'll take it off because people are making fun of her wearing this, and she'll end up carrying it, so we need all three cases. The Rambam Parashatai says, maybe her friend has in her hair a choli, which is called choli hashul, which causes hair to fall out. Okay, uber toy tafais, what she shouldn't go out. Oh, she can go out with these toy tafais, which Yisrael says it's a tzitz of gold on her forehead. So it's a band of gold on her forehead. Uber sanvutim, Yisrael says, lower than this forehead band, it goes down the sides of the face to the cheeks. Okay, these things she can go out with, if they're sewn, Rashi Rav says, they're sewn to her headpiece. She's wearing a head covering, a scalp covering, and she ties these pieces, the tzitz that goes around her forehead, and the sanvutin that goes down her cheeks, are connected to the headpiece. So she's not going to take it off to show anybody, because she can't take it off, leave her head exposed. Bikful, the tefill is a piece of material, the Yisrael says, which is under the tzitz, so the tzitz won't be bruising her forehead. She can go out with that. Ube peya nachris, with a wig. Rashi Rav says a woman who doesn't have much hair buys hair from other women and puts it on her head, and it looks like it's her own hair. Okay, lachatzer, She can go out with all these things into the chatzar. Rav says, we're going back on the kful and the paranachris that we said before, she can't go out with her rishus harabim. Now we're telling you that for chatzar, she can go out with them. This is tough. In Zayin Beis, the Ramaskal E says, it's pashut that she can't go out with a wig and rishus harabim, because she'll take it off and show it to someone. The first Yisrael in the Boaz says, we hold that it's osur mishamaris ayin, since it looks like she's going out without any hair covering. If she wears a wig, people will think she's just walking around with her own hair and it's not covered. Okay? So even if it was in her own chaser, she's like a woman who's not following the Das Yehudis, as the Beis Shmuel says in Ibn Ezra 7, Tes Bov, Sivkot and Tes. And even with Ister Rabbanan, there's a din of Maris Ayin. Seems to be there's a machlokas in the Achronim, whether we say Maris Ayin in the Drabbanan, and here we're saying that there is, as the Arachayim Simen Shin He Sif Yid Alf, and Simen Tafresh Ayin Alf Simen Ches, and in Yeridea, Simen Pei Zayin Shim, the Shach Sifkatan Vav. Okay, so we're talking here, Chatzir, there aren't so many people coming in from outside, as the Beis Shmuel says over there, and the Taisa stuff. And the Zayin Beis says, we're talking here, she's wearing the peil on top of her head covering, and it's just for an ornament. And since she has this head covering first, people realize it's not her hair. Okay? She can go out with this, and b'moch sheba asna, if she has, Rashi says, if she puts like a cotton piece in her ear to absorb any moisture coming out of her ear, ubamoksh with sandala, or some soft material in her sandal, Rashi says latanik, to make her sandal feel good, and the Rav says no, that the sandal shouldn't hurt the sole of her foot, ubamoksh skinalidasa, and if she has something to put into her place to protect against her nidus, Rav says, she puts it there to absorb any blood that comes out and that her clothes won't get dirty. And even though it's not tied, in it fell, she's not going to show it to anybody. It's moss. But the moch and the ear and the sandal, she shouldn't go out with unless it's tied very well. Tiferes Yisrael says, this moch from the nidus, she places it in her makam erva, so the blood won't drip on her skin and it'll hurt her. But if it's just put there that protect her clothing, that's just something to protect something getting dirty. That would be usher, as it says in Simen Shin Gimel Sif Tesvav. Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Katan and Aleph says, since it protects her body, that makes it a malbus. And even if it's not tied, it's mutter, but the moch in her ear has to be tied very well, and the moch in the sandal also, which is if it's closed on all sides, even if it's not kosher, even if it's not tied, it is mutter. Mishnah continues. Bepilpil Bipilpul, Rashi and the Rav explain, she puts it into her mouth because she has a bad smell from her mouth. And Rashi says it's a long pepper. Tesiana brings from the Rav and Perek Tes Mishnah Vav. This is not the normal pepper we find today, but it's something to give her like a peppercorn, something to give her a nice taste. Ubegargar milk, or a clot of salt, Rashi and Rav says, she puts it to heal any disease she has in her teeth. Anything she puts in her mouth, Rashi says, if she puts it in her mouth before Shabbos starts, Tiferes Yisrael says we're talking about any type of perfume. The Chiddush Rambam and the Beis Yosef there, also check it out in Arachai and Simen Shin Gimel, Ais Tesbab. But she shouldn't start all these things on Shabbos, Tiferes Yisrael says. Since we mentioned betchila, it's mashma, that it's something she didn't start putting in her mouth before, that would be usher. But if she put it in her mouth before Shabbos, even if she took it out in between, she could put it back on Shabbos again into our mouth. Taisis Yanta brings in Taisis. The reason why she shouldn't put it on Shabbos the first place into her mouth, because it looks like she's just tricking, trying to make a trick here to carry things outside. So all these things before, the moch of the ear and the sandal, also you can't put in it for the first time on Shabbos. Taisis Rekiva Eger mentions that Taisis brings a pirish of Rav Rav Pares. The gzera is because it's chikat almanim. Something she might end up grinding herbs for a fuwa, and that's what the gzera is about. And he says he doesn't understand because it's brought in Tesefta, it's brought in the riff at the end of Perek Shmona Shvatzim. We don't chew matziki b'Shabbos. Okay, when I guess type of a gum. When is that? When you're trying to do it for refuah. But if it's just for a smell of the mouth, it's mutter. And that's where you pass in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Chaf Ches. So, because if it's not just for a bad smell in the mouth, it's not called refuah. And how about over here, the pilpul, we say it's Reach HaPeh, it's for bad smell in the mouth, and we say it's Aser. And based on what the Tosis has in Maskana, because it looks like you're trying to trick to carry things out in Shas HaRabim, that's okay. But according to Rav Pores, who says it's a problem even with Reach HaPeh, it's a kosher, it's a tzarech in. Mishnah continues, Vim Nafal lo tachzir, if it falls, she shouldn't return it. As Yandra says, at the last paragraph in Erev of Mishnah Yigimel, the Rav makes a chiluk as far as a bandage that falls, that it's usher to put back, that only if it falls on the ground, as it says in the Gemara there, and there the Taisus writes, so here too, we're talking about when it falls on the ground, because there's no difference between this case and that case, but the Rachmanim don't mention any difference between where it falls, what doesn't. The Mishnah continues, Shur to tavas, a false tooth, Shein Shel Zav, some have a gears of Vish Shein Shel Zav. It's like it's two different things, or it's one whole false tooth, or this one, the other sheet is it's a false tooth separate from the Shein of Zav, which is like a crown. So Rashi says she puts it in her mouth, comes from somewhere else, and it is made of gold. And the Rav says, what is this false tooth? She puts it in her mouth in place of a tooth that fell out. And what is the Shein Shel Zav, according to the Rav? It's a tooth that its look got ruined because the tooth started falling into decay. So there they cover it with a crown of gold. So two different things, according to the Rav. One is a false tooth and one is a crown. So in either case, Rabbi Matir, Rashi and the Rav says she can go out with this tooth, and the Rav adds, she's not going to take and show anybody, she's not going to show that she's missing a tooth or she has a decayed tooth. But Chum also, for Chum's sake, don't go out with it on Shabbos. Rashi and Rav says, since it's different than any of her other teeth, people might laugh about it, and she'll take it out, and she'll carry it in her hand. The Rav adds, she'll come to carry it. And Rashi adds, the Gemara we say, that of gold, we're just talking about a gold tooth, and the Lashon Acher is the false tooth, which is, it used to be a tooth of another person. And the Heter, it's going on the Heter before, and not on the Pukter Rebbe or Rabbanan, and this is a shot in the Pilpul, and the Galgal Melech, and the Shein Tetefes of Zav, and all these different cases, Rebbe is Matir. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints. You can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.